says Allah utter salawat all together. For the appearance of Imam Zaman salawat. الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا حبيب إله العالمين أبا القاسم محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المنتجبين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفضاء والتعجيل ظهور الإمام زمان سروا ولعنة الله على أعدائهم وظالميهم وغاصبي حقوقهم لعنة الدائمة من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقال مولانا say condolence to the Imam, present Imam Hazrat Hujjat ibn al-Hasan al-Askari alayhi salatu wassalam. For the martyrdom of his father, as today mourner is Imam Zaman. Today was the day when our Imam of the age became orphan, and at this moment I would like to ask our present Imam to bless our majlis and give us chance that we can commemorate the martyrdom of his father. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are closing the morning sessions today with the commemorating of the martyrdom of our 11th Imam, according to a tradition what we have in our countries, before I go and start speaking about one of the important advices of our 11th Imam الحسن بن علي العسكري عليه الصلاة والسلام. I would like to ask myself and all of you that let us review that what we have learned from all these sessions. We have gone through almost 2 months and 8 days. That was the time of or Aza, time of the morning. If it was just a tradition, if it was a time that we have just passed and we have been in some of the majalis, and today we are closing. Closing time itself is very important. If it was the case that we have just been going through the tradition, then we cannot learn anything. It is really important. Last night I was thinking myself that what I have learned from that, what we achieved, what kind of benefits, at least we should take a paper and a pen and start thinking, every young man, every brother and sister, those they have participated in all these, if we participate, for example, in few lectures, at the end we have a review. We look at ourselves that what we have learned, what we have achieved. But what about these days? An important movement has gone through. We all have been in a camp, and that was camp of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And now if we are coming out from that camp, is there any change in our side, in ourselves? Do we feel a change, or we don't feel? We are same as we entered, as we started Muharram. If we are the same people, nothing changed, so then definitely tonight we have to think about ourselves. If that tragedy cannot affect on our lives, if it cannot reflect on our life and it's not going to inspire our lives, definitely there is no other thing in this world which can be effective on the souls of human beings. This is the most great tragedy in the world. This is my request for everybody. Let's look back and go one by one, day by day, and lecture by lecture. Or what we are thinking about that, what has changed? Our thoughts are changed, our practices are changed, our behavior is changed, where it is being effective. Its effectiveness is very important. Otherwise, we will go through years and years and we will not achieve anything. On the Day of Judgment, we will be asked, and the question is there. And as I said, that closing time is very important. Have you seen sometimes signs closing of the shops? Or they say closing sale. If the morning and Aza of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam has blessings, has rewards, the greatest reward, so now is the closing sale. Closing sale, the people, they buy more. because that is the time. It's like end of the month of Ramadan, end of any practice. It has been said in the tradition, if the people, they practice any good action, any good deed, 40 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reveal the blessings, and He is going to provide wisdom. So what about us? We have gone through 60 days, or more than 60 days, and we have not been provided any wisdom, any knowledge. Our hearts are not open. We do not have that sharh sadr. Our chest is still closed. We are not connected with the source of the knowledge today. What is the reason? Maybe the reason that we ourselves were not being ready for that. And we have not completed the practice. Or maybe those lectures, they were not being effective. And also it is important, brothers and sisters, I will request you that give a feedback to the board people in the community. As I said on Friday prayer as well, this is responsibility of the community, that they have to take part and they have to give their view. That's how we can achieve. Our achievement, it depends that when we get together, our community, it needs to have achievements. I have started with one of the advices of our 11th Imam to the Shias at that time. But when our Aimma alayhi salam, they are going to speak, they do not speak about the specific people, but they speak in general, and their wasiya and advice is for all the people. As most of the advices of Aimma alayhi salam, they have started by the advice, ittaqullah, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Practice the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Achieve piety in your lives. That is one of the common advices of Aimma alayhi salam. So that is how Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has started. Ittaqullah. O people, you have to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life. And this practice is very important. Practicing piety is one of the inherits of Aimma alayhi salam. Everyone who believes in Aimma alayhi salam and he wants to look at the viratha, inherits of Aimma alayhi salam, he has to look at the taqwa. Taqwa is viratha. As we receive many things when somebody is going to leave this world, they leave some properties, and the people, they become inheritors of those properties. If we look at what are the properties left by the prophets and Aimma alayhi salam, the only property of all the prophets and Aimma alayhi salam is ittaqullah. That is taqwa. That is the only relation between the human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Piety is the best of the relation. That is why in some of the advices, Aimma alayhi salam, our fifth Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, O people, we do not have any other relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but our relation with Allah is the piety. Through piety we are related with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However they become obedient before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and committed before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give them higher ranks. The second and important advice of Imam al-Islatu Salam is Kunu Zaina. In some of the ahadith it's been, or some of the text it's been said, Kunu Lana Zaina. What does it mean? That be good examples. Zain in Arabic, if I want to give example for that, I can say if you go to shopping center and look at the showcase. Showcases are being decorated that when the people they are going to look at these showcases, they become attractive towards the shop. And they like to come inside the shop. So the first thing which is going to call the people inside the shop, that is the showcase. Imam alayhi salam is advising the people, Kunu Zaina or Kunu Lana Zaina, that be a good example, be an attractive example. So there can be two types of the faces of shop, two types of the faces of anything, a good face and a bad face. Sometimes a shop is a rich shop, it has everything, but because of its outside face, no one likes to go inside. Many people, they just go past that shop. They don't like to go inside. So only because of its face, they are not going to come inside. When Imam alayhi salam speaks to the Shias, to the followers, he said, be a good face for our community. Be a good example for our community. Because our school of thought is a rich school of thought. It has Quran and Itra, two important and wealthy examples. Two weighty things. When a shop has two weighty things, then let's look at examples. Those, the followers, the showcase of that shop. If these are attractive showcases, then definitely the community outside would like to come inside and they would like to look at Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And whosoever is going to come inside, be sure that they are not going to return back. Wallahi, if we as a Shia community, as the followers of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, give the good example to the communities, then there is no chance for someone who enters here and starts searching the truth. He will reach to the truth. It's not possible for him to go back. Because inside, everything for the human being is available. So our community is showcase for the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. That is why they have said, Kunu Zainan Wala Takunu Shainan. Do not be the bad example. So you can understand from the example which I have given, that if we are bad example, then definitely by looking at us, looking at our character and behavior, many people, they would leave. They would say, no, this is not my place. Sometimes destructions, sometimes disunity, sometimes our behavior. Those people, they are coming, they would like to come toward the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Maybe they have searched from some other places, from the internet, and then they came. That what is inside, what kind of people they are, who are the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, who are they, those they are called Shia, Imami, followers of Aima alayhi salam, when they look at us, look at me, they go back. So who is responsible? Do you think that inside those Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, they are responsible? Quran is responsible? Definite not, because the constitution which has been found, that is best of the constitution, and the teachers of that constitution, they are best of the teachers. But over example, over behavior, it's not been the type of behavior which can attract the people inside. So today, if there is any problem that over religion or school of thought, it's not going ahead and it's not being preached, who is responsible? Definitely we are responsible. Because Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, when he advises, say, Kunu Zayina, make yourself attractive. How attractive? But shave your beard? No, this is not attraction. Attractive as we are, as inside, when you look, when you want to make a showcase, you want to make the showcase like inside the shop, whatever it is inside. The properties you put inside the shop, you are going to put outside as example. So the character of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam has to reflect on the lives of those, they are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Please say salawat altogether. Then in next sentence, let's look at what Imam al-Islam has said. Jarru ilayna kulla mawaddatin. That you attract all types of the fondness of the people towards yourself. That when the people, they look at us, they love to go towards Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Oh, this is followers of Ahlul Bayt. These type of the people, they are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Let us look at inside. Who are their imam? Who are their leaders? What they believe in? What type of the book they have? Jarru ilayna kulla mawaddatin. Every type of the fondness, you have to attract that towards yourself. وَدْفَعُوا عَنَّا كُلَّ قَبِيحًا. And you have to make everything away from us, whatever it can be called evil. Do not show an evil face to the people. So that means evil is from our side. Attraction is also from our side. There is a great constitution which Imam al-Islam, a principle which Imam al-Islam is basing for all those they are followers, because he was 11th Imam. And after him, the door of Imamat, it was closing, and with the great occultation, Imamat is going to be disappeared from the people. So that is why he wants to say to the Shias, now you are the people in the community. If someone wants to know that what's going on inside the house, they can look at the sons and daughters. Through that, many people, they can understand how is the behavior inside. We are sons and daughters of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We are those, they are generation of Aima alayhimus salam. فَإِنَّهُ مَا قِيلَ فِينَا حَسَنٌ. Imam says, whatever you can find excellence in this world, فَنَحْنُ أَهْلُهُ. That by God, we are the people, those they are owner of all the excellence in this world. Hasana, any goodness in this world, any good deed in this world, if you can find any excellence, any fazilat in this world, we are the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided all excellence of the human being to us. And if you see مَا قِيلَ فِينَا مِنْ سُوءٍ, if anybody wants to relate any evil to us, فَمَا نَحْنُ كَذَلِكَ, we do not have anything which can be considered as evil, which can be considered as a bad thing. So those, they can be defined as excellence, they are in A'immah alayhi salam, they are in Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. لَنَا حَقٌ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ, then Imam says that we have right for the people in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So dear brothers and sisters, if we look at this statement of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam and then look at our lives and review ourselves, that are we attractive face for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, or we other side? I don't like to say that. Let us look in the history, that what type of people they are called attractive face for Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. In the history there is personality like Hujr ibn Adi, a companion, a Shia, a follower of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, that great personality, qa'imun bil-layl, sa'imun bin-nahar. Sometimes we think that these are only qualities of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, specific qualities, that standing during the night, fasting during the day. Brothers and sisters, these are qualities of followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the Shias, committed people in the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. About him it's been said, qa'imun bil-layl, sa'imun bin-nahar, person who was fasting during the day. And when the people, they were looking at him, they were becoming attractive towards Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. His behavior was enough behavior that someone would like to believe in Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. And how he was committed, that until the final drop of the blood, he was standing with Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam. He received these good news from Amir al-Mu'mineen. About Hujr, it's been said that Amir al-Mu'mineen himself, he said that, O Hujr, you will be one of the martyrs. You see, in our life, one of the du'as, one of the requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask, O Allah, give us chance that we can be martyr in your path. But if one who receives these good news from an imam, that is Hujr ibn Adi. But let's look in the life of or 11th Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. Do we have these types of the examples in his life? Although in all history of A'immah alayhim salam, we have many examples. Examples like Habib ibn Mazahir, Muslim ibn Awsaja, Hurr ibn Riyahi, Miqdad. These are great examples as Shias. But in the life of our 11th Imam, we have the personalities like Usman ibn Sa'id al-Umri. About him, it's been said he is one of the great companions of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, or representative of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, one of the wukala of Imam. Today, as you can see, that some of people, they have wakalat of an mujtahid. So it's an honor for someone if he is a wakil from mujtahid. But look at a personality who has wakalat from an ma'asum, an infallible. An infallible has chosen him to be a representative. About this Uthman ibn Umri, Uthman ibn Sa'id Umri, it's been said that he was a trader. A samman, it's been said, the person who was selling the oily things or oil itself. And this trade he started only because of the services he could provide to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. The time, the circumstances of for 11th Imam was kind of circumstances that the people, they could not approach to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. When Abbasis, they have called Imam alayhi salatu wasalam to Samira, where he is buried. In that place, that was a complete curfew. Many people, they could not approach Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And Imam was living most of the circumstances in Taqiyya. But this Uthman ibn Sa'id, he provided a facility to the people, that the people, they can send their messages to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. They can send their properties to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. They can send their wujuhat to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And how he's providing this facility, it is said that during his trade, he was facilitating all these letters. He was making them in envelope, putting them inside that oil. While this is going to a place, he was exchanging the messages to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And that is how he was giving, providing a service to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. He was so committed personality that whenever Imam alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to speak to people, he was asking Uthman ibn Sa'id, can he speak to the people? In narration it's been said that some of the Shias, they came to meet with Imam Hassan Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. And a servant came to Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. He said that Mawla, there are some of people, they came from outside, their faces are dusty. And I think they came from very long place or long distance. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said that these are our Shias, these are our followers. So look at the lives of A'imma alayhi salam. Sometimes they have not seen someone, but before they see someone, they can understand that these are all Shias. This has happened in the life of Amir al-Mu'mineen. As in narration it's been said that the person came and said that there are some of people standing outside, they claim that they are your Shia. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam said that, what are signs of my Shias? Do they have those signs? That their forehead, they have signs of sajda, simahum, min wujuhim, min athar sujood. That do they have these types of the signs? He said, no, I cannot find these signs. And Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has said that these cannot be my followers. But here, when he said that these people, they have dusty faces standing outside, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam testified, these are my Shias. And then he said, can you call Uthman ibn Sa'id? He would be able and he will speak to my Shias. And then Uthman ibn Sa'id, he came and he took all the properties from those people, they traveled from long places or long distances to meet with Imam Ali Salatu Wasalam. You can see, brothers and sisters, at that time it was difficult for the people. And then again, the people, they were walking from long distances to meet with Imam Ali Salam. But what about us today? To take the guidance or to seek the guidance, do we go to the Maraje, to the representative of Imam Ali Salam? Do we have this feeling that these personalities, they are representative of Imam Ali Salam? Let us have a travel to meet with them. Yes, we go to the shrines of Ahlul Bayt Salam and Ziyara, it's been recommended. But what about the Ziyarat of Maraji and Ulama? That is also recommended. An-Nazaru ila wajh al-alimi ibadah. Only looking at the face of an alim, it is one of the worship. And these are real ulama. Those, they are holding the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt Salam. And today, those personalities, they are teaching the sciences of Islam to the students. They are representative of Imam Ali Salam. Sometimes we should have this type of times and visits to Maraji and Ulama. Sit with them and ask them advices, as the Shias of that time, they were asking from Imam Ali Salam. So dear brothers and sisters, Usman ibn Sa'id Umri is one of the attractive personality towards Ahlul Bayt.